عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا فاتته الصلاة من الليل من وجع أو غيره صلى من النهار 12 ركعة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We are still in this chapter that one should look after God, that is, continuously make his ibadat. Whatever ibadat we have fixed for ourselves, it shouldn't be like a roller coaster. Some days we do, some days we don't do. We should try and maintain it all the time. Of course, the faras, wajib, sunnati, muakkada, that we have to do. This refers to nafal ibadat. We all should have some nafal ibadat, and then we should be regular on it. Not some days we do, some days we don't do. Some days we do a lot, some days we just do a little. We should be regular with it all the time. Abu Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah says, when he was with his Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Purpuri Rahmatullah Ali, who should get up every day without fail exactly at 3 o'clock and carry on with his ibadat till 11 o'clock in the day. Continuously his ibadat used to be. So he says on one occasion Hazrat was not feeling well, flu, fever, etc. But he kept on slowly, slowly did all his mamulat. And then he told our Shaykh Hakim Akhtar, karne se kaam hota hai. Work gets done when we do it. So we just have to carry on. It shouldn't be when we just have a small little flu, nose running, something. We say, I'm sick now, and we get in bed and we don't do our ibadat. For small, small excuses, we find that our elders, even when major things happen, but they carry on with their ibadat. So we should take inspiration from there, and we should have nafal ibadat that we are doing, and we should do it regularly and continuously. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if perchance at any time he missed out his namaz of the night, that is tahajjud namaz, because of some pain, illness, etc., then he should read his 12 rakats during the day. That is, in the morning between Fajr and Zuhr time, you should read it. And as we read a previous hadith also, anyone who misses his ibadat of the night, you should try and finish it in the morning, that is between Ishraq and Zawal time, and you will get the same reward. So if it happens, we are human beings, sometimes we are not well, sometimes very tired, etc., we can't manage it, but then don't leave it out. Read it, and we have been given the leeway that read it, for example, between Fajr, between Ishraq and Zawal time, and we'll get the same reward as though we did it at night. This hadith teaches us that it is advisable to remain steadfast upon acts of optional worship and make up for omitted ones when one has the opportunity. We should be always steadfast on our ibadat, and if we do miss it at any time, then try and make it up on our first opportunity. During the course of trouble or illness, one encounters circumstances that causes changes in routine. When a person is traveling, then though if a person is regular with his nafil ibadat, and then because of travel, because of illness, and even because of old age, now he can't do all that ibadat, Allah orders the farishta to write the same sawab for him. So we still get the same sawab. But if we are even traveling, though with the sunnah, etc., we are permitted to leave it out. Our faras becomes half also. The faras we can't make full, that we can only read what is half what we have to read when we are on a journey. But the nafal, etc., if we don't have time, then no problem. We can leave it out, the sunnah. But we have time, just sitting around, lazing, and then we say we are on safar, it is maaf. No. If we have the time, we are not holding up anybody, we are not waiting the time of the plane, train, bus, whatever we are traveling, there is enough time, then we should read our full namaz. We shouldn't just give up our namaz for small excuses. If we are traveling and there isn't time, then it's all right. We will still get the sawab for not doing it. But we should try and be regular with our ibadah. However, to the best of one's ability, one is encouraged to continue with routine practices and habits. As this hadith proves from the actions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever our nafal ibadat is, we should try and maintain it. Even when we are at home, if we are just feeling a little bit sick or a little bit uncomfortable, we shouldn't give up our ibadat. We should try and maintain it. And if we do it, we'll see it becomes a proper habit in us. And if for any small reason we give it up, then we will never be regular with our ibadat. And even when we are traveling, how much we can manage, we should try and do it. Our tilawat of Quran, our zikr, all these things doesn't mean that just because of some change of routine and we give it up. No, we should try and maintain it as far as possible. Then we will get the full benefit of it. May Allah give us tawfiq, accept us for his ibadah. Subhanallah.